Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
Gaddafi didn't give up.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and I just want to thank you all for chiming in today. Today is May the 13th, 2016, and we have a live show for you today. And just want to say thank you for spending your Friday, your day, your time, your moment in eternity with us. I definitely, definitely cherish it, and I thank you all. And yes, today is the anniversary of the domestic terrorism and the domestic violence against the people. This marks one of the years since MOVE was actually bombed by, with a bomb dropped from a helicopter and bombed by the Philadelphia Police Department, burning and scorching and killing countless people. And it was an act of terror, the same act of terror. But I would like to know, what NDAA Act was written against that? What Patriot Act was written against that? What TSA fondling was created against that? And you want to know who the real problem is? The real problem is us. We allowed this stuff to happen to us, and that needs to change. But just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today, spending your time with us. Going to have a live show for you. Looking forward to it all. But before we get started, let's jump into the great business at hand. That's very important. Everyone, Black Talk Radio Network and the Black Talk Media Project is very, very important to us all. It's important to you. It's important to me. It's important to us collectively that we support this outlet. Why? Because this is where we come to discuss. This is where we come to energize. This is where we come to strategize. And this is where we come to direct our energy in a direction that is in the best interest of us. And if it's in the best interest of us, it's in the best interest of all humanity, because all of humanity are the children and the heirs of us. So important that we have this outlet, and we have this outlet because it's completely valuable to us all, and there are things that we need to do to support what we tune into every day, support what I tune into every day myself. And I've already made a commitment, and I'm going to increase that commitment because it's just that important. I need to use my energy in a way that is going to bring prosperity. And one of the things that I'm going to do is continue to contribute and contribute more as I possibly can, because when you give your financial support to something, you're giving the work of your labor to someone else that has been moved in a form of energy that can be used for the overall sustaining, developing, and growing of the network. And that's what it's all about. So how do you do that? Right now, Black Talk Media Project has a crowdfunding campaign, and you can go to Black Talk Radio Network and look for the crowdfunding Digital Black Media campaign, which is the crowdfunding campaign, and it's right there, and you can partake in that by making contributions, a one-time contribution or a monthly contribution, and you can do it as follows. Number one, option one, if you will give $24.99 or less via PayPal, all donations and contributions are extremely appreciated. Doesn't matter what you give, just thank you that you have, because I know what you give is a reflection of the energy and the labor that you put out. So by sending, you can send it via PayPal, or you can send a check or money order and make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120 is the zip code. And once again, you can make your checks or money orders payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, and that's Holly, North Carolina, and the zip code is 28120. And with that $24.99 or less, you will receive the monthly statistic reports for the network radio station, and as well as the social media operations via email. So that's for option one. Option two, for one penny more, you can make a one-time contribution of $25 or more, and in addition to receiving the monthly email report, you will get a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more t-shirts, if you want to receive two t-shirts, the t-shirts go out in increments of $25, so you would have to add another $25, and to get two t-shirts, it would be $50. Three t-shirts would be $75, four t-shirts would be $100, so on and so forth. So that's how you can get the t-shirts for the whole family. Now, that's option two. Option three is the one that's the best one. If you get $25 or more monthly as a monthly contributor, $25 or more, in addition to receiving the monthly email reports and the free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirts as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive other gifts from the radio station as an appreciation for your contribution and your financial support to Black Talk Media Project. So make sure that you give all of the pertinent information for each t-shirt that you're going to receive as far as the size that's needed. If you're ordering four t-shirts, make sure all that you account for all t-shirts with a size request. Okay? So you can go to the crowdfunding campaign for Black Talk Media Project and start it there. It's very easy. You can go to also to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, and you can see the crowdfunding campaign there, and you can hit the pay now that's there, and that will start you on your way, and you can give great energy to the radio network so that it can continue to bring you the programs that are brought to you daily. And tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by this network so it can continue to grow. Okay? Very, very important. Next, until we get going on the new, the new board that my man Scotty is putting together where we can post different things there, we're going to go to our Facebook page for the show. That's Tando Radio Show. That's T H ANDO Radio Show. You can go to Facebook and check out our page there. And then once you go there, before we do that, go over some of the stories. Let's take care of some of the business at hand. Hey, if you'd like to also support another great black business, you can go and support a great seasoning company that's owned by, it's a small black business, and this season is absolutely great. It's called Uncle Fats, and it has all natural products. It has some of the minerals that your body needs, some of the vitamins that your body needs, and it has all natural things in it so that your body can actually be re-energized, and not only that, sustained in the way that it was intended to be sustained naturally. And this, I'm telling you, this seasoning is absolutely so, so good. Everything pretty much you put it on, it has a dramatic, great taste and flavor, add flavor to it all. I use it. I know. That's how I know. So if you would like to get this seasoning, you can reach out to Uncle Fats at getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com. Right there. Also, if you're interested in purchasing precious metals, you can go to our website and do just that at Prosperity Mint. That's Prosperity Mint, and Prosperity Mint is spelled PROSPERITYMINT. Prosperity Mint, we sell all of the five grades of investment precious metals. There are more, but those are the five that we sell there. We may add some more to it, may add some other ones. I'll see. But if you're interested in getting real money, converting your currency into money, into a real form of savings, you can do that there. And if you have any problems, definitely you can contact me, and you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me, 951-790-8330. So it's all up. And I need to check on some things on it, but we're all up and running. And everything is hopefully is running good. But if you have any problems, definitely, definitely contact me. Okay, so let's get into some of the what's in the news before we start today's show. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time in what's in the news because there's a lot of things we need to talk about. But the first story, whew, critical. And this was my commentary. This is going to happen here, folks, in my humble opinion. This one comes from PanamaPost.com. It says, hungry Venezuelans hunting dogs, cats, and pigeon as food runs out. The crisis in Venezuela is worsening every day, due in part to the shortages reaching 70% on the top of the highest on with it being having the highest inflation, some of the highest inflation in the world. So check out that article, and that's going to be a part of what we're going to talk about today. We're going to look at this directly in today's show. Next one. This was a critical one and a part of today's too. And I said this one comes from the CSPensionsRescue.com, Central State Pension Fund. Now, and my commentary was, we posted this on the 7th of May that a major bailout was needed. Now confirmed. Do what you can now, because it's going to do what the system wants soon enough. They're going to default, not going to pay these pensions. Go to the site and see what is unfolding here, folks, is what I said. So, falling apart. And now, and the next one we have, today's live show. Today's live show is going to be about current events. You can call in at any time about some of the things that's going on if you would like to talk about. And we will do the 96-hour margin call. I know we kind of kept... Something came up from here and there, but we will get into that today. So let me just finish some of the things that we have posted for everyone. Okay, so now, next article comes from RT. Crimea's energy bridge complete from mainland Russia. This is what NATO and all of its affiliates did not want to happen. And this is going to This is a very, very crucial and critical thing with the overall global move towards GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1, which is on the horizon. So check out that article. Next one, OPEC politics, Russia king, Iranian crown prince. So check out that article. It just says with how this whole everything is changing. The economy is totally changing, going to a asset-based economy. This is why we sell the precious metals, which is an asset at Prosperity Mint, where you can go and get it there. And once they say this about Prosperity Mint, all the shipping and handling is free, is all a part of the pricing of everything, so you don't have to worry about that. So even for 1 ounce, we have no minimums and we have no maximums, so you can go there. Okay, now next article comes from Business Insider. My man Raj sent this, and it says China's technical work culture is so intense that people sleep and bathe in their offices. And my man Jambone said, crazy slavery. And I'm going to tell you something. This is going to be, once this country continues, once this transfer of wealth is complete, everyone here will be sleeping at their jobs, working for their new corporate and their new governmental sovereign Chinese owner. The state owning it or some businesses owning it. You're going to be doing this, but guess what? Not under the conditions that they're doing it in. The conditions in which you're going to be doing that in here on this collapse, because the U.S. is going to go into default, which it already has, and receivership will be already in place. The slave camps and the work camps are going to be great in order to pay off all of the war crimes, the failing to make debt payment services. All of that is going to come in, and they're going to be targeting you to pay what your government was failed to do. I'm going to take it out on every. The real target is every person here, and there is an appropriate way to prepare for this, and you need to really be engaging in that. So check that out. Next one comes from Fortune. My man Rod sent this one too. I saw this one a couple, and this is key. Swift says second bank hit by Mao attack. Latest attack follows the one in February that made off with $81 million from Bangladesh. It is all setting up. All of the dry runs are going into place. You are going to, and this is going to be part of the 96-hour. But this is where you're going to see this thing happen. Next one, Venezuela is falling apart. This comes from the Atlantic. This is telling you, this is what you are going to have to get used to here, because it is coming here. No avoiding it. And all of those people that think that it won't be happening here, when it does happen, they won't be prepared for it at all. See, a lot of people say that won't happen here. And my question to them is, okay, can you determine if it's going to happen here or not? Can you prevent it from happening? No. Okay, so how do you know? What makes you think? Give me reasons why it won't happen. And none of them can validate any, have any substantially credible reason as to why. My answer to them is, so when this does happen, are you ready for it right now? And I answer it for them. And I just say, no, you're not. And then you just leave it to them. Leave it up to them for where they're over, the importance of themselves and their families is going to be. Smoke and mirrors. So, next article comes from the Walking Times. Can religion be an addiction? Anything can. Religion? Without a doubt. I've seen plenty of addicts. And you think about it, a lot of them, we have a lot of them in our family. Religious addicts. It's a big difference than a spiritual connection. Huge difference. Religion follows rituals and practices set forth, governed, and validated by man. That's what religion is. So you can pray, follow, give everything you have to a religion, and not be any closer to the great creator God Almighty at all, or anything other that the great creator God Almighty has created. because everything is a reflection of the great creator God Almighty, even you. And you can also have a discommunion with yourself because of any addiction that you have. We all are subject to it, and we have to be mindful of that. It's one that's not hardly ever talked about. So, very, very important. So, they didn't post that much today because I wanted to really get into today's show, because there's a lot that's going on. But at any time, would love to hear from you. It's Friday. To sound off on anything, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490, 32 pound. And then once you do that, hit star 61. If you have a question or comment, that will let me know and cue me that you have a question or comment, and I will bring you up as soon as I can to get you, because I don't like to keep our callers waiting to get to you, because it's so important that you sound off, because this is what we need. It's more important than just having a dialogue. It's more important for us to have an action plan that you are engaging in. Doesn't matter how much you know if you don't do anything about what you know. Doesn't matter on how much you feel if you don't do anything based off of what you feel. Doesn't matter on what you've been shown if you don't do anything off of what you've been shown. And that's one of the things that fluoride and this system that we've been taught in the school of obedience, we only have to respond to what the system tells us to do. Stand right here. Wait right here. Hold this person's hand. Wait your turn. Do this. Do that. Govern, govern, govern. So much until what? You don't move until authority figure tells you to. Welcome to school. And they start this off at the earliest possible time. Why? Because they want to establish the culture that maintains their predominance and dominion over you. Time to break that schooling and to start to get educated and move off of that. So, you got any questions at any time? Doesn't matter what we're doing, your questions and your comments are more and more important, because this is where Tando Radio Show is our form, and let's definitely engage so that we can energize ourselves and get not only me, you, and everyone else around us, all the things that the great creator has created, and everything God creates lives. God does not create or do anything within the non-living realm. And I hope you catch that hint there. The great creator, God Almighty, does not create or dwell in any realm of the non-living inanimate objects. Man does that. That's why there are so many facades around us. So, give us a call. All right, just before we go into the commercial break, I just want to say, yesterday, sorry about missing the show yesterday. Got very, very busy. There's a lot of things going on this weekend. So I had to prepare for some of the things that we'll be doing this weekend. So just wasn't able to. From time to time, I may not be able to do some things, but the show will carry on. Scotty will put up some of the shows that we've had, or however Scotty sees fit to engage in that time is all right with me. And I appreciate, and I just want to say, I appreciate all of you, the Tando Radio Show listeners. I appreciate Scotty so much. And this is who we are. This is what we've built. And let's continue to move in a direction that serves and actually facilitates some of the things that we need on our terms, so that we can be self-determining and sovereign. And I like to always say, you can use your free will for freewildom. Freewildom. Maintain your freedom by your will, and you will have a kingdom and have real freedom. So, your freedom comes from the execution of your free will. So, with that being said, but we're getting ready to go into a commercial break. Not yet, but we got like 5 minutes. But what I want to say is that Scotty asked a great, great question on Wednesday to Brother Davis. And Brother Davis, as always, answered, you know, had a great answer and had some remedies for it. Scotty asked, what should we do about them trying to draft our daughter? And I want to chime in on that for a minute. because it's a very, very important question. And from my time of knowing Scotty, I know why he asked that. Because there is a point in which you draw a line in the sand. And drawing a line in the sand is quite all right, because my freedom ends where someone else's begins, and so does someone else's. It doesn't matter if it's a governmental institution. Their freedom ends right where mine begins. They have no more say over anything. It doesn't matter they so-called created the laws and everything else. Your laws are foolishly immoral. And only a donkey would follow that. Only one that is afraid of you would follow that. Now, I want to say this about Scotty's question. Scotty asked, what did he asked Brother Davis, in his opinion, what can be done? Brother Davis laid out a good plan. He said we need to collectively get together, petition, and make it known so that we can stop this before it happens. Yes, that is definitely something that needs to be energized by us all. And I'm going to say this. I remember when it first came out, when they tried to trick everybody through civil rights, which was the worst thing that ever happened to our community. It was the worst thing that ever happened. And that may be a shock to a lot of people. And I say it may be a shock to you because you haven't read it, have you? You don't know what it says. You just know what they imply to you through a lie. Imply lie. But that's not what it means. And you'll see why I say it's the worst thing that ever happened to us. And you can't give me the civil rights movement and all that other stuff. That was to trick you, to get you to believe. Key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. Make you believe that you had real recourse in their system. Made you believe that you should be engaging in their system for your freedom, because that's the only place that you're going to get it. It has to come from the government, the feds, and it's their law. The law is this, man. The law is your free will. Until you understand that, you'll never be free. You'll surrender your free will to the free will usage of someone else. And believe me, they will take it and use it how they want to. They have been for a very long time. And they will continue to do until you say no. So now, what is it that we can do? And I don't want to break this because we're getting ready to go into the commercial break, but I'm going to just say this. This is something that needs to be brought not to Congress first, not to anyone else. It needs to be brought to the kitchen dinner room table. It needs to be brought to every person, every mother, every father, regardless if they have a daughter or not, because the agenda is the same when you look at this whole thing, what this is all about. When they first announced that they wanted to give women the ability to be line officers in control of combat units, most folks, and I'm going to tell you something, most black people thought that was another civil rights accomplishment. And all that is us a smack in our face to let us know that they still use and manipulate our thought process to their overall enslavement program. Don't matter what degree you have. If you still a slave, you still a slave. And I knew, and I told here on Tando, I don't know, Tando wasn't up at that time. But right away when I heard that, I knew what the overall end game was. It was the drafting of our daughters. Because a land without women is barren. There is no existence of that species. Because men can actually see children until their late ages, even into far beyond women's ability to bear. This is the critical thing here. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I think should be done, and I'm going to tell you what you're really up against, in my opinion. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslive.international.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show. Got something on your mind? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-PAM. Hit *61 at any time to signal the host. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
If they wanted to avoid at all costs. So true. Like I said, man, Scotty put his foot on that drop. Put his foot on that one. Love it. Love it. Okay, everyone, welcome back to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a Friday, and I want to thank you all for listening, and we're talking about drafting our daughters from a question that Scotty asked, and I would say for anyone, we'll get to the show when we get to the show. Some things sometimes become more pressing and more important than anything else. If you have an opinion on what we should do about the drafting of our daughters and what it really means and why we need to do this, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit *61 and we'll see you in queue, and definitely I will bring you up right away. I would like to know from you what needs to be done. And let me tell you something about this system. This system always teaches you to be quiet. It always teaches you to actually suppress what the great creator has given you. If the great creator God Almighty wanted you to be quiet, it wouldn't be the great creator. It would be another slave master creation. So, you hold your free will for no one. You hold your tongue, your free will, which is important to you, to no one. They didn't create you. And regardless of what their threats is, they can't kill you because they didn't give you life. How can you kill me and you didn't give me life? Once you start walking away from that type of fear, it doesn't matter what they say or what they do. You're still going to do you by your means and by your cause. And I would love to hear from you all. What does this mean to you, the drafting of our daughters? What do you think really needs to be done? Don't be afraid to speak, because don't be afraid that somebody's listening. They already got cell phones. They already know. If you're afraid of that happening, guess what? Then you've already said some stuff and did some stuff that they already know about. So what? At some point, sometime, you're going to have to stand up to be who you were created to be, an individual, a beautiful individual, instead of an ugly groupie. Very important. So if you have an opinion that you would like to express, then I would encourage you to talk about it, because it's so necessary, because this needs to be talked about to our daughters. And this isn't something that you need to be hiding in this conversation, because you're not going to be able to hide them at the appropriate time, because you won't know it. Now, one of the things that's so uncritical about this whole thing is that, my take on it, one of the things that you have to be aware of is you have to be aware of knowing yourself and knowing your enemy. And the enemy that we have is a spirit of control, deception, and death that is the predominant spirit that has now has forced itself and deceived people to believe that it's something more than it is. And one of the things with this whole thing with drafting the daughters is this. You got to realize that this spirit is brutal. It works off of fear. And they're going to give you things to scare you, because they've already seasoned and programmed you to be scared and for you to enjoy the fear. And actually cherish it and hold on to it and have that a part of your whole life. And then guess what it does? It starts to mentally deteriorate your stability. Just like your immune system, and you become mentally ill because of fear. Mental illness is just like, in so many ways, a cold. You can catch it. And if you continue to do the same things that made you get the cold, you will continue to have a cold. If you've done the same things that made you sick, it will continue to make you sick. And being afraid will bring you mental illness and will start that process of deterioration of your mental stability. Don't pick up that spirit. Now, one of the things that I know that they're going to do, see, they're not going to wait for you to start the protests. They're not going to wait for you to respond to this. They're going to give you an event that you will actually endorse and say, we need to send our daughters to war. That's the real hook here. They're not going to allow people. See, they tell you before they do it. They're not going to allow you to get momentum in a moment. Say, hey, wait a minute. They're going to do what? We need to do something about this. Let me tell you what they're going to do. They're going to give you an event that you will buy into in order for this to happen. And when they bring you that event to get you to buy into it, you may not buy into it, but the lion's share of the general public will. The very same ones that have been walking around with their head in the sand, not even know that they're in bondage by choice daily. And everybody's going to be, you know how I know? Because it's a plan that has worked so well in the past, and these people always do what? Use the same thing at a different time. Because they know that their fluoride has made you in a position where you walk around with the spirit of ennui. So what? All I care about is me. I don't really care. I heard that before. And not even know that energy is actually the one that keeps you from being what your real potential and capabilities are. So now, they're going to bring you an event. What kind of event could happen that the general population here in this country would say that they would allow for their daughters to go off to war? Because they're going to bring you something that they say has never happened before in history. They're going to bring you an event that is so big, the United States will be attacked on so many fronts and put in such confusion, and you will be scrambling for the daily necessities of life, And in order to fight off that invasion, you will send your daughters, give your daughter a gun, and tell her to run to the front line. That's the event. They're not talking about drafting your daughter like they did in the 70s and in the 60s. They're not giving you what you thought from the past. They've changed it up. They revolutionized it. Because they've already got so many people in a state of fear. They've done it by ways of terrorism. They're going to bring you an act of terror. Another entity, another government will drop a nuclear bomb, a tactical nuke on a city. And everybody here, so many people will be lost, the military will be lost, and the U.S. will come to and say, we need our daughters to fight in order for us to save our existence. You know where they got that from? And they told you the whole thing? And they conditioned and planted that seed in everyone already? How about Independence Day? This is why it's so important to protect your spirit, protect your free will, protect your being, protect your frequency from the deceptions of their entertainment. They did that in Independence Day. They put that seed, but see, they did it in a way to where you didn't really recognize it, but guess what? Now you know about it. It made you so patriotic and so ready to worship the military at all costs, whatever we got to do for our sons and daughters. Is that really true? Then why aren't you calling and putting the ones that are sending them to illegal wars on trial for it? Why are you just blindly following this deception and destruction? Well, because I'm American. I'm supposed to. Well, you just sacrificed yourself as a sellout. You've compromised your morality for someone else's agenda. That's what a sellout is. How many of us? Many of us was tricked into it, but at some point you come into the age of reasoning. Some of us come into it later. Some of us come into it earlier. Some of us never give it up. Some of us never let it go. And those individuals that have never let it go, let them go. They have a free will that you can't encroach on. If God can't make you do something, what makes you think that any man can make you do it? It's not worth it. It's not love. It's not sincerity. It's manipulation. So they're going to bring you an event. And they brought you the seeding of that event through Independence Day, the movie. I'm not quite sure. I think there's another one that's supposed to come out. And they've done not only just Independence Day, they've done so many things. Red Dawn and all these other things. Oh, them daughters was fighting in that stuff. Oh, them daughters was fighting in Independence Day. And your daughter will be fighting in this if you don't realize what's going on here, because they've got something that we don't have. They're organized and determined to our destruction. We are neither organized nor determined to our prosperity and our sovereignty and self-determination. This is what I think. This is what I know that they're going to pull. Because why? We've given them the keys and the ability to pull those levers in our lives. They'll have a tactical nuke attack. They will have a massive sinking of different aircraft carriers or military with a lot of people on there, and they'll make everything all sad and everything else, and then boom, lo and behold, people will be crying and they say for God and for country. Are you out your mind? Do you know what God you're placing with your country? A country doesn't exist, nor does the God that you're talking about. It's a facade. It's a facade of destruction and deceit. So these events will start to happen. They'll nuke this one city, nuke that one city, and then there will be, they will have it so where everybody in this whole country will be dependent upon the next order that will be coming down, because that's what soldiers do. They wait for an order to follow. Warriors devise a plan to freedom and maintain that freedom. A soldier can never do what a warrior thinks. Doesn't have the moral makeup, statute, or the individual moral building that a warrior has. And I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, and I know this, there's going to be a time for you to be a warrior, and it's already passed. You have got to develop that in you now. And that's not one to where you go by their rules of confrontation and everything else. That's not. If you continue to, you can never solve a problem using the same consciousness that created the problem, is what Einstein said. You must think anew. But see, I feel it this way. You can never resonate with that spirit of deception that creates problems. You must resonate with the harmonic frequency of love and life that creates life. You can't expect to do one and also have the other. You will be able to define who you are. There are many people that want to be slave owners, slaves, and slave catchers. And not only just in the physical form, but in more importantly, everything in the physical is displayed by the spiritual. So these events that will come about, they're not going to give you time. They're going to put you in a position of fear so that you will just, what do we do? You'll ask, what will we do? What should we do? What did they tell us to do? Listen to how that sounds. Listen to the frequency on that. Master, what you want me to do? I'm ready. And this is what is one of the greatest detriments. And this does bring about a death. It's a death that's created by choice. The only death that exists is the surrendering of the great gift that the great creator God Almighty has given you. That's the death. There's no such thing as physical death. It's transformation. That's my opinion. Because it would tell everything of the great creator God Almighty that gave life. You can't be a great creator and be omnipotent and everything else and be an establisher of it all if you had a flaw in you. There's no flaw in the system. There was a lie of a story of a flaw that you needed atonement from. Oh. This religious stuff created by man, this doctrines of control and domination over man, has done a great job and created many a plantation that are teeming and overflowing and running with slaves. The very powerful individuals that can create lives, that can create life, that can create prosperity. It's overflowing with that spirit. Why? Because if it wasn't corralled like cattle, then the rancher would be foreclosed on the farm. And he wouldn't be able to lead anything to slaughter for his or her own beneficial good. So, this event that is going to cause the drafting of your daughters is going to be a quick, decisive, and a very confusing one. And it's going to be latent in all forms of fear, and you're going to respond to it if you don't know the way that the system has already trained you to by way of Independence Day. What did they say in Independence Day? All of our squabs and quarrels are now put aside so that we fight for the overall existence of mankind. Boy, they come up with some elaborate lies. And the bad thing about them is that we sitting in the audience waiting to hear it, to believe it. And I'm going to tell you, talking to some friends, and talking in conversation came up about clowns. One of my friends said they hate clowns. That's a strong word, but I understood what they meant by they hate clowns. And I'm going to say this. In the old, they used to call it the fool. And I'm telling you, the fool that entertains you is not the fool. It's the one that sits down and enjoys the show that the fool is doing. That's in question. They got a problem. It's not the fool. The real fool is the one that is sitting down watching it. We need to break ourselves from a lot of addictions. And this is one. We got a caller at S&Q. Want to go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you're calling from? What is your question or comment?
Greetings, Brother Dave. This is Ross. What you're talking about is really, really hit home. It's funny because 2 days ago I was traveling to work in the morning and I saw this sister dressed in her.
Wait, hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Wait.
Huh?
What's up, Brother Ross? It's always good to hear from you, my friend.
Yeah, what's good? What's good? How you doing?
It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. It does not matter. What matters is we are the only thing, regardless in the midst of it all. I'm just glad to hear and to share this moment with you. Go ahead, brother. Didn't mean it. Go ahead.
So I was traveling in the morning two days ago to work, and I saw this sister on the train. She was dressed in her military uniform, headed to 34th Street Penn Station. And I just thought to myself, because she was, you know, talking to some of the people on the train and whatnot. She was a few rows ahead of me sitting down. And as she was walking to the escalator to, I guess, prepare for her day, I was just thinking, it's a shame. It's like lands to slaughter. And I've seen a few brothers there, too, and I always think the same thing, lands to slaughter. Like, they just don't understand that, you know, what they're a part of and how they're being controlled and used to dominate other non-white people in the name of white supremacy. But I don't judge them for that because they're just people who don't know better, I'm assuming. And I try my best not to really to judge other African people in a negative way anyway. Whatever their personal choice, like you always say, it's their free will. But sometimes you just can't help but feel sad because you know that a lot of them really don't understand what they're doing. And when you talked about the use of entertainment, I was thinking about like Independence Day, American Sniper, all of these movies that build up the military. And also because if you look at the word entertainment, it's really a combination of two words, enter and containment. So I call it entertainment, because whenever you indulge in your programming,
because you know, like when I read a book, I will read the same sentence 6, 7, and 8 times because each time it sinks in, you know. So I just want to let that. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I was gonna say some books are deep like that. 2000 Seasons by Ie Quay Armand. That's one of those books. I tell everyone, everyone of African descent needs to read that book. And that's the type of book where you'll do that practically on every page, because he's so brilliant. But yeah, I was saying that if you look at the word entertainment, it's really a combination of two words, which is enter and containment. And if you look at the psychopathology of racist white supremacists, they always put you in a psychological bond. That's why I called it the Matrix. Bond that they put you in is that they corral you psychologically through psychosocial conditioning, because most people tend to watch movies multiple times, especially if it's enjoyable to them, because this society is predicated on death and destruction. These movies entice us, and black people have now embraced the ideology of the criminal being the winner, just like white people have throughout history. We just adopt their behaviors. A great book that kind of speaks to that is one called All God's Children by... All God's Children by... It was a book recommended by Dr. Joy DeGree. It's on the tip of my tongue. I'm trying to find it on my bookshelf. But anyway, I'll keep looking for it. But anyway, when you watch their programming, you enter into the containment of the box they put you in for that 2 hours or 3 hours. And when you watch these sorts of things, and matter of fact, one of the greatest examples of how that worked was after 9/11. They recruited more people into the military after 9/11, mm-hmm. I think probably since mm-hmm. World War II. And they utilized that event to basically drive that so-called patriotism, which is nothing but a heightened form, a trance of white supremacy. And we jump on the bandwagon because we think we're Americans. And that's exactly how they get us. And then we jump on it, do what they do, and we're willing to send our children off to die. And I agree with you. They're going to have some sort of major event that'll probably take place on American soil, or it'll be in a coordinated attack on military installments in other parts of the world. And they're going to say, as a result, we have to move forward this way. And it's going to be so devastating to the psyche of America that the people are going to run behind it blindly, and that's going to be the beginning of the end. I think you had the best idea, and Brother Davis as well, as far as a preemptive attack on this, because they're going to be, like you said, swift and decisive. So this is one of those things, if you ever read samurai books like the Book of Five Rings, there's times when you have to be decisive and you have to be intense in your attack. This is the way we have to do it, and we have to do it prior to this bill taking effect, because once it takes effect, there's going to be no way of reversing it. That's how they're going to have it set up. So I think that's probably the best approach. And, other than that, we all know what extreme circumstances bring out for those people who are trying to keep their sovereignty. But beyond that, I think that's the best defense is the most powerful offense possible, and to get as many people behind shutting that down before they can get it through the halls of Congress.
Yeah, and you know, it was by Gene A. Nash. I looked it up real quick. By Fox Butterfield?
Fox Butterfield, that's it. And what that book is about is a brother named Willie Boskett. And they trace his family lineage back to South Carolina, and they also speak about Ben Tillman and Ben Tillman's family. You learn about the murderous, intergenerational murderous streak in his family. But essentially what it was they speak about Willie Boskett's three ancestors going back. I think it's like his great-great-grandfather or something like that. And they go back to each generation had contact with such intimate violence, they all ended up becoming killers. And it showed how the roots of that anger.
Well, hold on. We got to go to a commercial break. Hold on one sec. I want you to finish that because I don't want the break to cut you. Listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to finish the conversation. At any time, jump in. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. What is your opinion about this whole thing? We must be heard. And we must, because when you speak, you create life from what you speak. Listen, Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab. crowdfunding black media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. We've gone into the second and final hour of the show, and if you'd like to get in, I would love to hear from you, because we won't move forward until it's necessary, until we decide to. Because I don't know about you, but I know for me, my daughter and our daughters are meant to be protected by us against anything that threatens them. There is no court that has a judge that can withstand. No country that has a right, a court, or a legislative body, executive or judicial body, that can stand. There is no man or woman or any living entity that can go against our vault, our treasure trove of humanity, of the ability to seed and bring forth the great fruit of humanity. Not for me. I won't do it. I won't do it by all costs. It's not a threat. I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to make you. I'm going to make you. This is the message that we all have to take. There is no way that this is acceptable in any form. But we've allowed ourselves, and I want to say I'm sorry for the mistake that I made in thinking naively that there was a spiritual connecting among us all, that we all wanted the same thing. That is not true. And I accept that now, and I understand that now. We protect ourselves accordingly. I want to go back to our brother Roz that was making a great point. Go ahead, bro.
All right, so the book is basically tells the story of the very first young black person in history to be tried as an adult and jailed with adults, and he was jailed on Rikers Island. And they trace his roots back to South Carolina, and the origin of black-on-black violence. You still hear about it today, where people get shot in the face for stepping on somebody's brand new sneakers and all that kind of stuff. I would say murder based on so-called respect. And it traces the roots of that to the South, and essentially to dueling between whites. And in his book, he goes into the history of dueling, where if one white person felt that another white person said something that was libel or something that was bashing their character, they would challenge them to a duel and have a one-on-one shootout. And
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You had one of their celebrity figureheads, CEOs, killed that way.
Oh, yeah.
As a president from a duel. But go ahead.
And essentially, it just traces the history of dueling and the fact that the American African slaves that were there bearing witness to this dueling adopted the same culture. There were even stories of slaves killing white people due to the same sort of, you disrespected me and I'm going to take it out on you right now in blood. And it traces our history of black-on-black crime to our imitation of white culture. And it's a very powerful book. Dr. Joy DeGree recommended it. She's the one who wrote Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome. And it's just really profound, because I believe he went to jail at like the age of 15, and similar to Malcolm X, I think they called him either the devil or Satan, because he was known for stabbing people, stabbing COs. Like, he took absolutely nothing from anyone. And when he set his sights on you, he would go for your life. And he had such a vicious reputation, but he was highly intelligent. Like, they speak about how intelligent he is was as well. And just that all of that was ruined with the intergenerational effects of white supremacy, and then the internalization of white culture in the form of violence for respect. So it really, I think it'll be a game changer for people who want to understand that psychology a little bit better, especially if you live in gang-infested areas and places where it's very dangerous to be on the street and you see and hear about things like that. It'll kind of give you more insight into the psychopathology of how that works and where we actually got that culture from.
Well, yeah, that's definitely one that is a must read. And, bro, let me tell you, man, I appreciate you so much. And, you know, hold on one sec. Okay, I appreciate you so much, and we definitely got to set up a show. Give me a call because we got to talk anyhow on some things that we need to do and bring a show that is, you know, because we need to start where people will start to actually rather, instead of being entertained, it's better to learn. It's better to receive an education than there is to receive a laugh from a performance. We've had plenty of that. We've had plenty of that, and that has done us nothing that we can really say that is sustainably good for us all. And this needs to change. It has to be the choice of ours. And for those of us that have, let's just engage in those that are. Let's take care of the ones that we do have, and let the ones that we don't have make their own decisions. But hey, bro, thanks so much, man. As always, you bring so much, and I appreciate you, and I can't wait to actually do a show with you on some things, and let's talk about that and strategize that and put it together.
Absolutely. Thank you, and peace and love to you as well.
Much love, much respect. Okay, we got another caller in queue. You know, Rod, he always brings some just... I could sit and talk with that brother, you know, for hours. I talk to him from time to time, and always, man, it's just, you know, I can't wait to actually physically meet him. But I'm going to tell you something. All of us here on Tando Radio Show, we've never not known each other. It just so happens that we've met at this moment in eternity for reasons and for just cause. So can't wait to continue our relationship among each other. So let's go to another caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
I'd rather be known as Rob the Forex. I'm coming out of hailing from Atlanta, Georgia. And first of all, I just want to say, brother Dave, you got a wonderful show. Love your platform.
Thank you, brother.
You're doing a great job at what you're doing, and continue doing what you're doing. But
together we will, right?
That's right.
This is my man right here. What's up, brother? Go ahead.
Man, I was just, you know, headed home, and you know, my eyes stopped lying to me, and I tried to embrace what I just saw. And I'm in, you know, North Atlanta, headed south, and I just witnessed for the first time a drone in the air about to make a landing.
Did you?
I saw a drone. It was landing right near an Air Force base. It was flying right over me at the off the expressway, and with the middle of traffic, I wasn't about to take a picture anyway because I was tuning in to the radio show.
But
you know, it sat with me for a second. That, like, that's, you know, that's what they're talking about through, you know, on TV or whatnot, the television. And now I'm seeing it, you know what I'm saying? And it's sinking in. You got to call a spade, and I understand, you know, a little bit more clearer the social engineering that I'm put under. That sometimes, you know, my eyes can deceive me. But when once that eye opens up and you see it, you know, it sinks in so much different than what someone said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just a real reality check of what I just went through. You know what I'm saying? So
wow.
I just wanted to comment on that, man. It was fresh. It was brand new. But it was the same old, you know, scenario. You know what I'm saying? Just by looking at it. Like, oh, okay, there you are. I can see you now.
Wow. And you know,
it's crazy to have in a place like that.
It really is. Now, okay, when you first saw it, what was going through your mind when you first saw it? How long did it take you to realize what it really was and for you to conceptualize, oh shoot, how long did it take? But what was your first thought when you saw it?
I looked at it twice. First time I blew it off and I told myself, that's a small plane. That's a really small plane. And I looked back at traffic. I looked again. I said, wait a minute. That's not a man plane. That's one of those military industrial complex vehicles.
Yeah, it's a vehicle.
And I saw it and I was just like, that is one. With the white and the blue letters on it. I believe it said security. I could be mistaken. But
right, you could kind of tell the decal and the markering in the regalia was probably from that. Oh, man.
Right, because I've seen those the Tahoe SUVs riding around town. Like they're just regular cops, and they're federal, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was just a nail in the coffin for me because I'd already seen them on the street. Now I see them in there, you know. And it's a big pill to swallow, but you know I'm not in denial. So and it's, you know,
no.
It's reality that's right in front of me. So
no, and I know you are, and you know it's you were prepared for this because you know in some because you knew that this is where we were, but like you said, once it really starts to come home to you. You know, it makes you say, okay, it makes you stand up to attention to it a whole lot more because, you know, you and I know that, you know, you've been an active listener, you know, for a very long time from Blackonomics to here and everything else. So you keep your, and you read a lot of stuff and, you know, and I always appreciate how you've always been there and you've already know and you it was a couple of times that you remind me of some things and I appreciate that you know how you do it so once you start to see it for the first time when you first start hearing about this stuff you're like yeah you know what I knew that and then you start to put stuff together because you know everyone's background is different your background is a little different than a lot of other people's backgrounds. So you may know a whole lot more because of what you've been exposed to in your life or someone else. And then when you start to put the pieces, the puzzle, because you're just trying to go about your mind, your business, just take care of your life, and you realize something, that is going to be interrupted by someone else's will to disturb that. And that's not cool. And that is not cool. And I know I haven't seen those drones yet. I thought I saw one, but it turned out to be a small plane. But I know that they're there for so many different reasons, you know. But I just haven't seen them active in the sky and doing their surveillance and out on patrol because that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. So, man, bruh.
As far as my daughter, when she gets older and she gets if she ever gets drafted, I'm not gonna put that on her because she won't get drafted as long as I'm breathing. She in the process of that, you know, not if but when all you know calamity happens and it's chaos out here, what is gonna go through the mind of those people that are behind the trigger? And they know that that's their family down there. You know what I'm saying? I can't fathom what kind of, I don't know, mind control or medication or whatever they can put on a person to be like, you know, zoom in on this coordinates. Like, wait a minute, that's my neighborhood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to drop a bomb over there or whatever? Or they want me to go pick somebody up over here? Wait a minute, you know. What is it? I mean, what gives a person that kind of mobility to be able to have that kind of power over somebody, and they have to do it anyway? Otherwise, you know, you might be in the brig or
considered
a treason, something like that. The mentality of that is astounding.
It's different.
I couldn't imagine it.
Yeah, it's a different beat. And what I love about it, and what you're actually, because you couldn't do that.
No.
You couldn't do that. You couldn't be, right, you couldn't be a part of that, but there are so many people that are. And you know and I know that that is the truth, and those individuals will be glad to do, for so many different reasons, of a false perception of a threat, or someone instigates a response that they would feel that this is the appropriate response. There's so many. If the deceiver is great, and there are a lot of people that are in those positions that are being thoroughly deceived by the system. The system don't care about them. They are just as expendable to the overall cause of control and domination. And they will use them. Like Henry Kissinger said, the military people are our dogs. Henry Kissinger. Military people, they're our dogs. They do whatever we tell them. So many kings and queens walking around with leashes on them that's attached to someone else's hand. Gotta break that. It's not who we are. But hey, bro, we got some other thanks for that information, man. We got a couple of other callers that's in queue. Let me tell you, man, I truly, truly appreciate you. Thanks for following us over from all of the different places that we've been and being there with us the whole time. It's so funny. It's crazy because I remember we were doing something in Dallas one of the times that I was here, and I was surprised that you picked up on it like almost instantly. I was like, yeah, that's my dog. He always taking care of me, and I appreciate it. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah. It was at a movie.
Oh, yeah.
it was at a movie. That's my man. So, hey, brother, let's stay in contact because we got to continue to talk, and we need to talk. But much love, much respect. You know what I did, man? I got so busy today, I didn't get in. I didn't get in. So I'm locked out.
It's a little bit off, but I kept a tight stop long. So you know.
Yeah. Okay. All right, brother. We'll talk.
All right.
Okay. Cool.
Later.
You too, brother. All right. Let's go to another caller that's in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, peace.
Good
for the brand. Hold on.
You know we know. We know, but everybody knows Brother Bragg's voice. Yes, sir. Yes, Chief Bragg's.
Hey, listen, man.
My man. Yes, sir.
Why wouldn't they try to eliminate the melanated queen when they got a zero birth rate? Come on now, let's stop mentioning words. Let's get right to the fat meat. Why wouldn't they try to destroy the melanated queen when they had a zero birth rate right now? I remember reading about 5 or 6 years ago, it may be a little bit more, here in Chicago, they was running ads and papers. They were paying these girls to have white babies. And I thought it was amazing. Like, I'm like, they're going to pay somebody to have, but they were paying them. I guess that's incentive because they wasn't percolating enough, so they had to get them popping. So they threw some incentive in there. They threw some money at them, you know, to get them pumping, get them popping like that.
Right.
But it didn't work out. So it's not working out for them. If you notice every day, you see our sun is blocked. If you live in a city, our sun is blocked every day with these chemical spray.
Yeah.
Everything, like you started talking about the fluoride early on, everything that dumb you down, slow you down, keep you from being in touch with your true self, being in contact with the physical, you know, the things, the seen and the unseen, that that third eye inside your head. Everything to destroy that, distort that frequencies. But I'm gonna stop. I'm going too fast.
No, you don't. You, man, Brother Braggs, as always, is because you bring it the way that it needs to be brought, because it has to come fast. We got to start thinking fast. We got to stop allowing our intellect to be determined by electronic device known as a smartphone. Let me tell you, Brother Braggs, this is so crazy. We're not even looking up. We're not looking at what's going on around us. Our head is too buried into the phones. Today, just today, I seen a person cross the street,
man,
with their head buried in a cell phone. And they, you know what? Let me tell you.
50 years old, stuck in the phone. I'm talking about oblivious to your surroundings because you're messing with it. Somebody will come up and take your head off. What's wrong with you?
It's ridiculous.
Your surroundings.
And you know what I said to the person when they came to, because my mouth was just dropped over, because they stepped off the curb until they started to walk past me, and I said, excuse me. Person stopped and said, yes. I said, do you know you just walked across the street with your head buried into the phone? You know what the person said to me? Had the audacity to say? Oh, yeah, yeah, I had the right of way. I said, yeah, but if a car would have hit you, you would have lost. You would have been in the wrong. That car weighs 3,000 pounds. You, what, 170?
Entertainment, basketball, cell phone, all that preoccupation. People don't really pay attention.
Preoccupation. Preoccupation, Brother Greg.
Something else. You're somewhere else. Your automaton is moving you around, but you're not here. You're not really aware. Your body is here, but your mind is somewhere else. I mean, that's something to work on, too. You know, to have our mind and body at the same place is a beautiful thing.
wait. I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. I love when Brother Braggs laughs. There's nothing like it in the world. It's nothing like it. It's hilarious. And you know, that's exactly right. You need to have full control, and you need to be able to fundamentally base yourself in all parts of yourself. That's one of the reasons, you know, Brother Davis is trying to encourage us all to meditate. Because there are so many different parts of us that we haven't decided to introduce ourselves to.
So right,
and this is critical.
That's actually getting to your God self, actually, man. If you can quiet yourself all the way down and reach inside, reach in there, man, way in there to the infinite, let me say it right, infinite, into the all, into the every answer's there for you. You know, it's like that. You know, most people, you know, religion is one thing, spirituality is entirely another act, another being, another vehicle. These vehicles we walk around, these flesh bodies that we carry, this spirit, this soul, this breath that keeps us all connected, that we don't respect, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't respect this breath, a lot of us. I've been watching videos, man, usually watching videos of young people, and the barbaric actions that young people are taking because they're being mindlessly controlled from the outside, and they, everything is, it's almost command response, you know what I'm saying? It's bad behavior,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
the body is here, but the mind is somewhere else. Somebody's directing the body, you know, and it's deep, man. We gotta get together on this.
And you know what, Brother Bragg, you articulated it so well, because even if you don't choose to meditate yourself, there is a meditation process that you go through in the subconscious realm all the time, so you better start having it on your terms. You need to release yourself from this physical body on your terms. That is critical.
When you're having those conversations, who's that answering the questions that you ask? Who's that voice that's talking to you? When you're having those conversations, who's giving you the other side of that conversation? Who's sparking ideals? Who makes things manifest? Because it's happening, and you don't really pay attention to it. But once you pay attention to it, it's a whole other different vehicle. It's a different animal.
It's a whole different deal. It's a whole different deal. And you know, I hope y'all caught the little hint that Brother Braggs was giving you there. But, you know, we have to talk about things at the appropriate time. If you notice, Brother Bragg chose his words, Brother Davis chooses his words, Roz chooses his words. Everyone that comes on this show pretty much chooses their words because they realize that there is a process where everyone is different, but they want to encourage you to think for yourself and to be what the great creator created you to be, a creator of life yourself. Very true. Very, very true. But Brother Braggs, it's so true, man, with everything that we're being bombarded with, and it is a defined design plan to depopulate the melaninated people.
And look, people got to pay attention to that, because that's the lick right there. Why else would you want to send young women out to see massive destruction? Because first of all, the psychic damage done to a person that's going to produce children.
Say that again. Yep. Say that again.
See,
right.
That's another weapon right there in the psyche. So it's just many things, man. I'm saying I'm just a regular Joe Blow, but this is how I think about things. You know what I'm saying? This is how I process.
Of course.
My process is.
Well, you know, regular Joe Blow. No, you're not goofy. You spot on. See, I'm gonna tell you, Brother Braggs. I remember on the last time that you were on Monday, and you were talking about, you know, you said, yeah, you know, people think I'm crazy. No, we just happen to resonate right now in a crazy world. It ain't you. It's not you that's crazy. And then, as Scotty said, then now they're going to deem you as psychologically inept if you don't surrender to authority. Well, that's why.
Now just think about this.
We're crazy.
This is just like back in the days when they put people in stocks. If you didn't agree with the general conversation, you didn't comply, you were shamed. If shaming wouldn't do it, then they would flog you. If flogging wouldn't do it, then they would shame you in front of the whole community by hanging you up in stocks and letting you stay out in the weather for 3-4 days, defecating and urinating on yourself. You know what I'm saying? People could come and do whatever they wanted to. You know what I'm saying? It's the same type of mentality. Once again, it goes back to this history. If you know the history of these people, you go back to Europe, you got to remember this. When these Europeans came up out of Europe, they had just had a hell of a plague. About 90% of the population was wiped out. Most of the women were decimated, so they didn't have that many women. So it was like 10 men to every one woman. So one woman is servicing like 20 men. Some of them might be her family. Her father, grandfather, didn't matter. She was a woman, and they all needed that service. You got to understand these people. They're never going to teach you this history, so you're never going to get to see this demented mind. This is my opinion. It's a demented mind.
Brother
Bray. Baby girls. If you have more than one girl, the first girl you keep, the second girl goes on the road to be eaten by the wolves, but other people would take that girl in. People would come get that girl, but the animals would eat them babies. And many things. Just like, for instance, they talk about the Druids. When you think about Halloween, I'm just giving you a mindset. That trick-or-treat nonsense, they would come and put a mark on your door. If you didn't comply with whatever the trick was, they put a mark on your door, mark everybody in the house for death, and they would come back and kill all your behind. This is the people I'm trying to get you to understand, this defective mind. See, they won't teach you this history. You got to go learn this history on yourself. But once you learn that
you got to educate
you start
yourself.
Seeing things a little bit differently, because you're like, wow.
Yep.
These people ate.
You got to educate yourself.
This was no big thing. Hanging people, burning people, dragging people, drawing quartering, this was regular shit. This debauchery, this is murder, raping anything that moves, animals, people, it don't matter. But they're never going to teach you this in school. They're going to teach you about Christopher Columbus. They came here, and the pilgrims and the Indians, but they're never going to tell you right after they saved the surviving party of those people who came over here, because they were going to starve to death because they didn't have any skills. They couldn't take care of themselves. They didn't know how to fish, hunt, make a shelter. The Indians.
They were going to die. They were going to die in the elements. Hold on, Brother Braggs. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Hold on to that thought. And then Scotty had a question for you. Scotty, you there?
No, I didn't have a question. I had more or less a comment, but I kind of chuckled, and I shouldn't have chuckled because it's not funny. But when he mentioned people being hung up and they don't care if, you know, if you defecated upon yourself. But I was reading
I did the same thing.
But I had read
I had read
an article just today where these big major chicken processing companies and they do use prison slave labor, but I'm not talking about prison slave labor, but their regular workers, man, they're denying them bathroom breaks and they're wearing like diapers to stand on the assembly line, man, and defecating on their cells because they can't get off the assembly line. That's how they working them.
Man, this is the conditioning process for what the overall trend will be. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to let Brother Braggs finish and Scotty finish with the point that he was making. So, so important. You listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Great. Here. No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rant, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. We got Brother Braggs that was breaking down why it's so important that you start to educate yourself on things. Because you need to know and have your own agenda. You need to be the architect of your own future instead of following the designs of someone else. And believe me, they're going to design a little space for you, and that's going to be it inside of a cell producing for them. So Scotty was saying about this chicken farm that wasn't allowing some of the employees to make bathroom.
No, it's man, not just a farm. It's the industry. They have factories where they do this processing. Hey, we're getting a lot of background noise off somebody.
Yeah, I got it. I fixed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fixed it.
No, these are the chicken processing plants, and they named at least six major suppliers, the brand names, so to speak, Purdue, all of them, man. But forcing these workers, man, and I'm starting to question, well, these must be majority so-called undocumented workers. I mean, who would allow themselves to stand there, you know, I'm going to keep my jobs mm-hmm. so bad that I'm going to wear a diaper to work because I don't want to get fired or rolled up with threats of being fired if I leave the assembly line to go pee or to use the bathroom and then not even giving them their federally, mandated because there's, you know, laws Great. Regulating that. And I was like, and man, that could cause people to have urinary tract infection. I mean, come on, these is grown people. You making, but that's how poor and poverty. And then I'm thinking about who is the bastard, who is the evil bastard that would force somebody
right.
to resort to those measures. So that's all I was saying.
Right. It's, you know what, Scotty? I think after the age of 2 years old, you shouldn't need A&D ointment on your lower halves because of waste that's on your body. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. And like Brother Braggs was saying, that's, you know, they introduce these things so that you'll get used to it. They've hung those people out there to make an example out of them so everybody else would do what? Stay in line. I don't want to go up against them because I don't want that to be me, instead of going out there and cutting that person down and refusing, and anybody that did that, bring them to trial for what they did. Oh, see, trials is only meant for the citizens, not for the overall corporate manipulation and manipulators. Boy, they're always going to enslave you until you walk away and you execute your free will. So, Brother Braggs, we got a little background noise on you, but we're good now.
Yeah, what I was saying, Dave, was these people fed these people, and after they got a full belly, they went and sat down. These people thought they were going at the feast and relaxing. They killed every last one of them people, man. Every last Indian that they killed. This is stuff they don't teach you. Now, all I'm saying, I want you to see a defective mind at work. People who were burning, people who were cut a baby out of a woman's stomach and watch it fall to the ground and then take the heel of their shoe and crush that baby's head. This stuff, this is deep stuff, man. Just learning about it initially, it was so stunning to me, so shocking. But the more I learn, I'm no longer shocked. Now I'm just like absorbing things, just taking it in, this information. But it's some hell of an information. Who are these people? you can't really say where they come from. And the other big thing in Europe right now, they're getting ready to teach these Europeans that the European was not the first man on European continent. The first man on the European continent was people that look like you and me, the Twa people, the Iberian people, the Carthaginians. When they talk about Spain, they'll never tell you that Judea is in Spain. The place they always mention in the Bible, Judea, it's in Spain. They'll never mention that they have feet. And that's the whole thing. It's part of my education is learning about names, because they trick you with names. They change things.
Brother Bragg, say that. Brother Bragg, that is so true. The naming of things is critical for them. It's critical. It's a part of the ritual following.
A name from people that look like you and me. That's what I'm trying to impress upon you.
Yep.
The name that they carry, like Iberians. Those were black people initially, but once they wipe their ass out, they become the Iberians. Just like in America, every time they show you an Indian, they show you European. They're not Indian. They're not indigenous to this continent. They're indigenous to Europe. They're Europeans. But they'll tell you he's an Indian because they educated you a lot of you. They're Indians. Ain't no white Indians. Come on now. Just Indian is that word, one of the parts of that word, the basis in that word is going to be Indio, meaning black. Indian. But
right.
You got to go into them old dictionaries to find this stuff out. And see, that's another thing I got to call.
Hey, let me tell you what some of these Europeans did in North Carolina.
Hold on 1 second, Brother Braggs. Scotty had a question. Wanted to make a comment. Go ahead, Scotty.
Going back to the chicken plant, making them people stand there and piss and crap on themselves and whatnot. But then that just triggered my memory again. I'm talking about these Europeans, people classified as Europeans, white, whatever they calling themselves, here in North Carolina. Do y'all remember hearing that story where over 25 people were killed in one of these chicken processing plants? This was, they had chained the doors on the people, man. They had the doors chained.
Wow.
And then a fire started, and they couldn't get all that chicken fat. You know what I'm saying? Man. Kill them people, man. But I'm just telling you the greed and just the wickedness, man, and the things, the ability of so-called human beings to inflict that kind of injury upon another people, to exploit them. I mean, it just take a sick individual. I think a type of person like that, man, they need to be drawn and quartered. Some of them medieval punishments, because I mean, man, that sort of mentality, man, is criminal. It's homicidal. It's genocidal, and you know, it's got to be stamped out. I don't know. Maybe
it definitely has to. Now, I got a question for you, Scotty, and for Brother Braggs. Because you asked a great question to Brother Davis, and Brother Davis laid out an action plan that we need to actually start, you know, right away, because this is serious. This is extremely serious. Brother Braggs, what do you think some of the things, because I think everyone has to put something on the table and see what we're really dealing with. What's your opinion to, and how, what do you think is the appropriate response to us when it comes to drafting our young women, our daughters, our granddaughters, our neighbor's child, our nieces, our cousins, the women? What do you think? And I want Scotty to also go ahead.
It's completely sinister to me. I have, as far as I'm concerned, it's part of eugenics. It's part of the destroying the
black
race.
That's what it is.
Because they're on a zero birth rate and they can't do anything about it. So if it's 10 right now, 10 men to every one black woman, if you kill the black woman off, then you kill our race off, basically. They already tried to whitewash us out. If you check Brazil, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Cuba, Australia, one more, Haiti, I believe, they tried what they call Blackanique, where they sent these Caucasians to these countries where predominantly black women, and the governments paid for them to come and have sex with the women to whiten the population. This was paid for by governments. You don't know the things that these people have done, man. Some of it's so crazy that I just can't believe that they did what they done. It's on the books. I can't make this shit up. Excuse my language. I just hunted that. I'm just a hunter of the truth. My Bible is the truth, period. Wherever it takes me, whatever it is, period. I don't deviate from that. I don't try to change it. I don't try to whitewash it. It is what it is. It stands on its own.
Yeah. Investigate and find it. Scotty, if you were able, because I think, I don't know if you brought this up in another show. I don't know if Scotty is still here. If he's not,
we'll catch him
some other time. Okay. Scotty, what, you know, you and I were in the military. What's your thoughts? I don't know if you expressed this on other shows. Real quick, because I know you got things you got to do and get away from, because you're on the air all the time. But what's some of the things that you would like to see us respond to on this drafting of our daughters? Brother Davis laid out a great plan and is going to get back to us on some of the things that he's doing. What's some of the things that you, because you know you and I were in the military. Brother Braggs was in the military. We understand what that is really, really, what the intentions here really are. So what do you?
Okay, well, my answer will touch upon some things already brought up in the show. When I was coming out of high school, I was not a person that was wearing the American flag, talking about red, white, and blue. I did follow the crowd in public school and stand up for the national anthem and put the hand over your heart and stuff. Like, even though I was questioning it in my mind, I just followed the herd. I'm talking about about high school. So I was like 17 years
old.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about 17 years old. So then when I dropped out of high school in the 11th grade, a lot of people don't know that about me, but I was a high school dropout. I dropped out of the 11th grade because their curriculum couldn't challenge me. And even though I dropped out, I was on the honor roll, but I had a issue with attendance. I only show up for tests. I'm bored in your classroom. So anyway, you know what I'm saying? I just end up dropping out. So I went to work. I had like two jobs at one time. I did that for about 2 years, and I lived with, you know, a girlfriend. You know, we had a little house together, so for 2 years. And so then I knew I had to get out and see the world, man. You know what I'm saying? I have meditated. Some people call it prayer, and I'm in touch, you know, with the Creator. All my life I was brought up like that. So I always knew it was meant for me to go to certain places in the world, but I just didn't know how I was going to get there. So then I became bored, not with my girlfriend, but bored with only seeing, you know, Detroit, that area, and only seeing this area of North Carolina I'm in now and parts of South Carolina. So I joined the military, and I didn't see anything wrong with me joining the military. And that's when I started paying attention to politics. Because when you're in the military, that person called the CEO of USA Inc. or the president, they can order you. And like I think was touched upon earlier, many people would just follow those orders. I've talked about on my program, sitting around watching the LA Rebellion on TV or reruns of it on the news, sitting in the barracks in Hawaii with some of my close friends in my circle that, you know, I would do, not afraid to do anything around or speak openly, but we're all in the military. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, what if they called us out? I know we regular Army and they would use the National Guard for that, but what if they overwhelmed the National Guard and they called out the regular Army, even though, you know, the Constitution or laws say they ain't supposed to do that, but we know they break laws. You know, all of that. These are criminals. They make laws to break laws. You know what I'm saying? They had that power.
That's right.
People buy into their authority. So I asked them, I was like, what would y'all do if they called us out, and then our captain or first sergeant or whoever gave us the order, gave us live ammunition, was like, fire on those people. If they come past this point, what would you do? You know, would you fire on these black people, or would you turn that and point that gun at him? You know what I'm saying? And arrest
That's
him.
Right.
You know, or put a bullet in the back.
That's right.
You know what though, man? These black ops now, man, all these Halliburton policemen, the policemen from the United Nations, they got all these independent private.
But it's still more US troops. Huh? It's still more US troops. So but my point is that that I asked that question, and some of the guys ponder it. Some of them said, "No, I wouldn't fire on my people," but you never know until the order is given and you put into that position. I use that to point out how they depend on us, Black people and other non-white people, for our own oppression. Whether we talking about police, whether we talking about prison guards, whether we talking about the military, they ain't won a war without primarily Black troops. Not the American Revolution, not the American Civil War, not any war without black troops. So, but you know, to answer your question, you said, you know, what would I do to stop them from drafting my daughters? Well, number one, I would tell my daughters, you're not registering for the draft.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care if they do say it's against the law. They say they going to come and get you. Well, let the sheriff think he going to send some deputies and there's not going to be no opposition to that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's as far as I'm willing to go. But like in the context of what Brother David was talking about was you want to attack that before it get to that point, because once they pass a law, don't think these 1 million estimated police officers, people walking around with guns and badges, wouldn't carry that out. And that's only 1 million of them, so we can take them. You know, we can take them people. We can take 1 million. So then that's when it falls to us with the heavy, you know, equipment and communications in the regular army. And we're all present there. Those are our children. Those are our cousins. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Why do we keep allowing these things to go down? When we going to put that line in the sand and make a stand? You know what I'm saying? So, man, I'm deaf to protect my daughters, just like they was like going to go into the military. You know, after high school, following daddy's footsteps. No, daddy was, you know, don't follow me, my footsteps. And I wouldn't have went in if it was not for the fact that I ain't want to go, I didn't want to go into debt for college, you know, borrowing $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, then put some interest on top of that. So I joined for the GI Bill. That was my pathway to college that I saw for debt, and that's why I'm a strong advocate for free public tuition at public colleges and universities that already, hey, I paid for that when I did my service, you know what I'm saying, for them kids.
No, I'm with you, Scott, because you and I, our lives are so similar in so many ways. Yeah, that's exactly, you know, because I knew that what you were, from our experience, it was different because I was in the LA riots as a young probationary police officer in Watts. And I was there, and I know, you know, asking, what would you do, you know, for different people? And it's we really need to look at these things and have a plan before this all jumps off, because it's going to jump off. And my thing is that they're going to bring it in a shock and awe way. And so we have to be ready for that. And like you said, you know, let's do right now. The shock and awe hasn't come, so we need to do something about it before the shock and awe comes. But either way, if it comes this way or comes that way, my refusal will always be the same. No. Not going to give energy to you. I'm not going to do it. It's not going to be done. So, hey, we got another caller in queue. Let's go to this caller.
Hey, one last thing. Brother Dave. This is my last point, and thank you for sharing your program with me. You mentioned about the Chinese, the story about the Chinese and how they would run the factories and you know, and you are correct. I've been following that for years about the money that is owed to the Chinese, and not just Chinese, but other people, you know, that have invested in America's wars. That's where the bulk of the spending went, that money they borrowed for it, to invade Iraq, Afghanistan, their operations in Africa. That, you know, and of course, these politicians are in the pockets of the corporations, especially the military industrial complex. But here's the thing, though. Even if they go into default, the Chinese is not coming over here and invading this country and think they just gonna force people to work. This is the most armed nation on the face of the planet. The people that are vulnerable are the people who are disorganized, the people who talk this crap about being against us owning firearms and weapons and stuff like that, you know, want to ban and get rid of that. So, you know what I'm saying? The people that's unarmed, they will be in the slave camps. They gonna be in the slave camps waiting on us with arms to come save them. And we gonna come save you, but we trying to warn you now and say be prepared. So I don't think that'll be successful day because it's just too much. I mean, look, they busted a dude. This is in the paper. You can check the paper. Mount Holly, North Carolina. They busted this white dude, man. He was like an owner of a couple of tanning salons, man. He had, I can't tell you how many in the assortment of weapons he had. He on federal charges. He had grenades. I think they described like a half a ton of ammunition, you know, for the assortment of rifles. That, look, man, I swear to God, at one time I thought I was hearing stuff because I live in a rural area, right? So I woke up one morning and I thought, you know, I heard automatic gunfire. I know I heard automatic gunfire, man.
You know what it sounds like, Scotty.
Exactly. So I know how these people in these rural communities is armed like that. So I don't see any invasion of this country by a foreign power being successful. It will be a war, you know what I'm saying? Because they got to have their traitors. Yep. The traitors are already here, even for them to be in a position to even try to propose something like that. But I'm just telling you, white folks, or the racist white folks, will quit being racist towards black people because they'll need us again to get that Chinese boot off their freaking neck and save this country once again. I'm out.
My man, Scotty. So true. I totally agree. And we got to do the 96. I'm going to do the 96 hour next week. I'm serious. I will do it. All right, let's go to this other caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis. It's Brother Davis, man. How are you?
Brother Davis, what's going on? Much love, much respect to you and Sister Davis. Give my regards.
Well, she's sitting here smiling. I wanted to comment because Scotty was giving you an understanding of the societal norms at the time to have young men making a decision to go into the service. Well, I was put in that position too, and you know the sad part about it is that it was by design, and we have to understand that none of the aspects has changed. So just like right now today, they're pursuing our daughters. The thing that has changed now is that they are the wellspring of our people. Yeah. Without our daughters, we cannot continue to be fruitful and multiply. So is that the point at which I have to draw a line in the sand and say, by any means necessary? Absolutely. So I'm connected with people now. We're trying to network into a issue so that we have a greater voice than just the circumstance. I should be hearing some things back hopefully by the end of the weekend, and I could present them to some degree of order where you, me, and Scotty could talk and maybe come up with a time or a date that we can have a show on it, and then we blow up Facebook, we blow up all of those media services, let them know what this show is about, when it's going to be, and the purpose of it, so that we can go ahead and start putting dots on a map to show that this is a person here that's willing to organize those like-minded people so that our voice can grow beyond our circumstance.
Yes. And
but
you
look,
know what
I just wanted
about,
to... Go ahead.
Real quick, because we have to act on this now. Right now, in the confines which we can do, and it must be done, and this is the way we need to do it. And then let it go from there, but we need to be proactive in this whole thing. Thank you so much, Brother Davis. You all hit me up at any time. Much love, much respect to you and Sister Davis.
Peace. Much love, much respect, Brother. Peace.
Yes, sir. All right, everyone, that is our show. I just want to thank everyone that's called in from the start. Roz, Rob, Brother Braggs, Brother Davis, Scotty for chiming in, you for listening, you for participating. But this is something that we all need to do. It's because it's so important. And we'll get to Venezuela and we'll get to the 96-hour margin call. But this was just so, so important because this is the essence of our existence in the physical form. No, we won't die. But we don't have to live any part of our eternity under the suppression and oppression of anyone else unless we decide to. Unless that's the life that we part of the part of our eternity that we want to live. So much love, much respect, God willing, talk to you all on Monday. Is as I said, is never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give away a fortune. Talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.